Eu sei que eu pensei pra minha insight.
Check to see if the mind is using too much energy.
I say that, Jim Barn, then you are. Tanya met anywhere. Sick, I did you a little. They are doing this.
If your habit is already to use too much energy, then don't try to observe. Just sit, and the mind will know things. The mind will be knowing objects.
Ayo. Lava, ayo, lava, si. Kwa, ayo, no, ma, like, ma.
For those of you who generally use too much energy, don't go after the object, don't look for the object. Just let the mind know what comes.
Say sura tita ne the bow, she be the ayung tita da save. A to the bawa to low low.
The mind's nature is to know. So the mind already knows. That's its function. So you don't have to do much. There's two types of awareness. One that tries not to lose its object, and one that tries not to lose awareness. So there's two ways to be aware. One way you're trying to know the object, and one way you're trying to remember that you are aware.
Very beginner, I want to start.
But for the very beginners, you don't start with the awareness, you start with the object. When you've had some experience, when you find it naturally easy to recognize the difference between the awareness of the awareness and the object, and you find it quite natural to know the awareness, then keep an eye on the awareness if that comes naturally. The body has five sense doors. The mind is one sense door by itself. For those of us who cannot know the mind directly, we start by knowing the objects at the five sense doors of the body. Once you know the mind door, you will see that the five sense doors of the body are known through the mind door. So when you're able to stay at the mind door, then you're always knowing two sense doors at the same time.
For
example, the analogy is that if a bird was sitting on a branch, its shadow would be on the ground at the same time. But if you don't know the mind door, that's all right. No need to be disappointed. We just remain aware of the five sense doors of the body. What is important is that awareness is present. It doesn't matter what the object is. Check within yourself. When you're being aware, there's two natures at work there. There's the awareness, the knowing, versus the objects, the things that are being known. Can you see this difference clearly? Are you aware of this difference? That's something Seattle wants to remind us, that we can't hurry meditation up. We have to relax, take it as it comes, and go with the flow. In the day, just stay in the present moment. Don't think unnecessarily about the future. Some of us might think there's just 3 days left for the retreat. We might panic, feel like we need to get somewhere, feel like we need to hurry up and get something done. There's no need. Can't do that. You don't need to worry about meditating in a hurry. You just need to meditate your whole life. It's how to practice. How to practice skillfully that we need to be interested in. Never mind the results. Some things just take time. Sometimes we need to give ourselves time to experience, to experiment, to understand. And we can't hurry that process up. We cannot rush through it. Insight comes based on our experience. Our experiences and how much we have been aware. And so we just have to give it that time. To be aware, to have more and more experience that we're aware of. We can't think insight into becoming. We can't wish insight into arising. Any little greed, and it gets in the way of insight arising. Mind has no shape, no place, no color. But you can know the mind. You can know the mind and what it's doing. You can know the mind because of what it's doing. And feeling. The easiest thing to know is the feelings. Whether the mind is wholesome or unwholesome, it comes with its feelings. what it feels like, that quality of mind. So we practice so that we can observe feelings objectively. So that we know that feelings are also objects of awareness. Whether you're looking at feelings or thoughts or knowing, you need to know how to recognize that these are mind. And recognize the mind states as well. When we work with wisdom, we don't make so many mistakes. If we're just putting in effort, just using effort alone, and not wisdom, it's possible to make more mistakes. Be aware and also be checking. Then awareness will be working with wisdom. Once, when there is wisdom or intelligence, the mind sees more broadly. The mind is not narrow-minded. It's not fixated. It sees more of what's happening, more connections. It understands, it sees both sides, the awareness and the objects that are being known. It sees this point of view and the other point of view. It understands the present benefit and future benefits. Present consequences and future consequences. Understands causes and effects. Conditions and results. Not knowing just one object, but understanding the relationship between relationship that connects the flow of experience. If you're awake and interested,
so
there is a lot of time left to practice meditation. Just remain aware in the present moment, every moment.